Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Federal Office of Surface Mining Reclamation and Enforcement has indicated it'll reject a law the 2023 Montana legislature passed to loosen water quality laws that govern coal mining. Because federal law prevents states from adopting mining regulations that are weaker than federal standards, that assessment is likely to nullify House Bill 576. National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day is coming up Saturday across the country and in Montana. Drug Enforcement Agency agent David Oleski.
Oftentimes, addiction can begin just really in the comfort of one's home, just by something that's left in the medicine cabinet. 53% of the people between 12 or older obtained prescription pain medications from a friend or relative. Oftentimes, we think, no, it's safe. It's sitting in our house. You know, it's not going to go anywhere. But too oftentimes, that's where addiction can begin.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real Steel. Find yours at steeldealers.com. Offer valid on select AK System sets for a limited time only while supplies last. See participating dealer for details.
Help DEA keep our community safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day, Saturday, April 27th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe. Clean them out. Take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeBack.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeBack.com.
Missoula County parents now have more alternatives for their children's educations after two new charter schools were established Friday. They both now are accepting applications and will begin admitting students next fall. The schools will be overseen and operated by the Missoula Public School System. Montana's Lewis and Clark Cavern State Park will reopen for cave tours May 1st, and the cave tours will be offered 7 days a week. The campground and trails will also be open, and the showers, comfort station, and water stations will reopen as weather allows. The park shows off one of the most decorated limestone caverns in the Northwest. Chan Romero, a Billings native and rock and roll singer, best known for his original song, The Hippie Hippie Shake, has died at the age of 82. According to a post in his official Facebook page, he was living in Southern California. It did not list a cause or date of death. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.